David Milanek from Katz Milanek. It's good to talk to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, John. It sounds great.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're pleased. I read it with such gusto even when you're not coming on right afterwards, and it's because I know you know and do your stuff very well. Is it starting to get busy? People starting to think about taxes about now, or is it usually once February kicks in?
Well, you've got your people who come in early. There are some people, actually quite a few people I recommend, if you have an issue with a dependent, you want to get in as early as possible. You want to be the one to file first, because if you file first, you're not the one facing a decision when it comes time to claim your dependent or not.
Oh, wait. So wait, let's circle in on that, because that's a really great point. You're talking about situations where maybe it's divorced parents and kid lives in A and B household. They split the time. They both can't claim it as a dependent. So the first one that gets in the door has kind of the inner track, right?
That is correct. So if obviously if there's a divorce decree, even if the wrong person claims it, you can get it corrected, but then it's a big hassle and it's a fight, and quite frankly, you get audited by the IRS to get that fixed. So if you know you're entitled to them and you get in early, you can file first and not have to worry about it.
That's good to know. What other tips should we know as we start to gather all the paperwork and start to get ready?
Well, so make sure you have all your tax documents. A lot of people have marketplace health insurance. That is a very difficult document to get anywhere other than the marketplace. You can't get it anywhere other than the marketplace. You have to go to healthcare.gov and pull it down, or you may have received it in the email. It's in the mail, rather. It's a Form 1095A. For your other tax documents, if you're not sure that you have all of them, you may want to wait a little bit. But there have been times where I've advised people to just go ahead and if we file an extension, because you're not sure you have all your documents, right?
Mm-hmm.
You file an extension, and then we can, around June, we can pull all the documents that the IRS has, and we can make sure that everything that you need is on your tax return.
And that's interesting. So if even come March or April, you're starting to get worried, maybe there's something you're forgetting, you can file that extension that gives you a reprieve. And then you guys at Katz Milanek, David, you can actually look at the IRS, because all documents are sent both to the people and to the IRS. The IRS actually has to show you what they have.
Yeah, that's correct. So I can file a form called a power of attorney, a Form 2848 with the IRS, and that will allow me to access all of the records that the IRS has on you. The reason I say it has to be until June if we want to make sure we can get all the documents is because there's something called a wage and income transcript, and usually about late June, early July is when they actually make sure that everything is uploaded to there. Everything that got filed today, by the way, I was filing a whole bunch of stuff earlier today, getting everything out at the last minute. January 31st is the deadline for 1099s, W-2s, 940s, 941s, etc. So we got all that done today. But
good for you. I know.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's a hassle to do. So when we're waiting, yes, if you have any side hustles or you did some other jobs, your contract work anywhere, you're going to be getting those 1099s, those W-2s. Other tax documents that sometimes maybe people forget, if you have, you know, the Treasury should send you what interest you make on T-bills, right? Your bank account should be sending you interest you're making on savings accounts. There's a lot of other ones that people don't realize are extra income coming in, if I'm not mistaken, David.
Yeah, correct. So you could have 1099 INT for interest, like you mentioned, for a T-bill, or for even if you have money in a bank account that's made interest, you can get that. You can have a 1099 DIV for a dividend. You can have a 1099 B for a sale or purchase of stock, a 1099 S for a sale of a home. If you went through a foreclosure or you went through some sort of situation where you had debt canceled, you have a 1099-C, which is a cancellation of debt. That actually becomes taxable income for you in the tax year that it's issued, but we know how to get you out of it. So if you get, for example, somebody could have a foreclosed home, they could get a document that says they have $150,000 of extra income, because that was a $150,000 loan that they had, and we can completely eliminate that extra taxable income. I've saved people $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 before doing that.
And I know when people hear that, they go, that doesn't sound right. But David, you're utilizing the tax laws that exist. You're just helping people see what they're entitled to via the laws.
Absolutely, yeah. So if anybody's a tax nerd like me, you can look up, you can go in and look up Internal Revenue Code Section 108. What I was just talking about, there are five different ways to have a cancellation of debt income forgiven. So, that's an example of one of the many ways that we can use the tax law to benefit you. You're talking about side hustles. Another example of that would be we can get you incorporated. And, John, I have a bit of an interesting guarantee. If I recommend that I'm going to that you should be incorporated based on looking at your paperwork, and you don't save at least the amount I charge you, I will pay you the difference in the next year.
So no matter what, you're in great shape. And that's just year one, because you're going to see savings year after year.
Absolutely, 100%.
I like that. Also, David, I'm glad you called yourself a tax nerd. Can I call you that moving forward, or is that only something you can ascribe to yourself?
You can call me that. That's fine, John.
Okay, good, because you are. But that's who I in a really nice way. That's someone that I want doing this sort of stuff, right? Someone that knows Section 108 or what you quoted. We got time for like one more other tip. You got one more here for us, David?
Oh, let's see. Make sure that you are getting, because another one of the things that doesn't really get issued and is hard to get unless you are getting it yourself, make sure you're getting all your charitable contributions together. This time of year to make sure you've got all that. And then one more thing, just one more very quick.
Mm-hmm.
We still have until April 15th. If you are wanting to contribute to traditional IRAs or even a Roth IRA or health savings accounts, the traditional IRA and the health savings account will help reduce your tax liability. The Roth IRA would obviously just be to save for retirement. But I believe you have until April 15th on all three of those accounts to contribute for 2022.
Yeah. Talk it over with my favorite tax nerd, David Melanick. Katz Melanick, 708-914-8220. That's the number to call, right, David?
Absolutely. 708-914-8220.
We'll talk again soon. That's David Melanick from Katz Melanick, KATZ MILANEC.